With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is clamping down on Russian President Vladimir Putin after Russia's continued attacks on Ukraine.
At Joint Base Andrews on Sunday, President Trump expressed frustration with Russian leader Vladimir Putin.
I thought he was somebody that meant what he said, and he'll talk so beautifully and then he'll bomb people at night. We don't like that.
As Ukraine struggles to intercept overnight air assaults, President Trump says the U.S. will sell weaponry to NATO allies that they can then pass on to Ukraine.
Correspondent Jennifer King reporting. One of cable TV's top political commentators has just added radio to his resume. CNN's Scott Jennings today launched a new daily talk show on the Salem Radio Network, parent company of SRN News. And Jennings' first guest today was Speaker of the U.S. House, Mike Johnson.
The tagline of this show is common sense for the American people, and I don't think we have a more common sense person in the U.S. Capitol than you, my friend.
I am so honored, my brother, and you are the common sense on the airwaves every night, and I've told you this privately, I'll say it publicly. I think you're one of the best spokesmen in the party, and you stand for the core principles, and you do it in hostile territory on CNN all the time. So hats off to you. We've enjoyed watching, and I'm so excited for your new success.
Beginning today, the Scott Jennings Show will air at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. The new talk show is produced and nationally syndicated by the Salem Radio Network. Flames roared through an assisted living facility in Massachusetts, killing 9 people and trapping residents inside, including some who leaned out of windows and screamed for help. At least 30 people were hurt. Firefighters responded late Sunday to the Gabriel House facility in Fall River, about 50 miles south of Boston. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 88 points. This is SRN News. Americans' attitudes about gay rights are changing.
In 2020, the country was split evenly on the question of whether or not this nation has done enough for the LGBT community. Today, according to a poll from the American Enterprise Institute, 57% of adults say the U.S. has made all the changes it needs in order to accommodate homosexuals, versus 39% who believe more should be done. These numbers mirror a general backlash against the LGBT agenda that's going on these days. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has rejected a challenge to Michigan's longtime ban on taxpayer-funded abortions for low-income residents, saying a group that brought the lawsuit had no standing to file it. In 2022, Michigan voters approved an amendment that enshrined abortion in the state constitution, but the ban on most taxpayer-funded abortions has been in place for decades. This is SRN News. The International Space Station's first visitors from India, Poland, and Hungary are headed back to Earth.
Their SpaceX capsule undocked from the orbiting lab on Monday and will splash down in the Pacific. The privately financed mission marked the first time in more than 40 years that India, Poland, and Hungary saw one of their own into orbit. The three astronauts were accompanied by America's most experienced space flyer, Peggy Whitson, who works for the Houston company that chartered the flight. They launched from Florida back in late June. John Scott reporting.
Bitcoin has hit a new all-time high, surpassing $123,000. This marks a sharp rise from $108,000 just a week ago. The cryptocurrency now ranks as the fifth most valuable asset class globally. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.